Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama is in Germany, where he met with Chancellor Angela Merkel as the two host the world's largest industrial technology trade fair. The president gave remarks in hopes to win support for a trade deal between the U.S. and the European Union. But as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin, many Germans disagree with the proposed deal.
President Obama and other proponents of the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership say the deal would help boost the global economy and make it easier for companies on both sides of the Atlantic to do business with one another. But recent polls show an overwhelming majority of Germans oppose the deal, fearing it will erode European consumer and environmental protections. Tens of thousands of people marched in Hanover to protest in advance of the trade show there, in which some 300 U.S. companies are taking part. Negotiators in Washington and Europe are trying to finalize key parts of the trade agreement before the end of the year. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Three federal agents have been wounded in an exchange of gunfire at a motel in Topeka, Kansas. As Kansas Public Radio's Jay Schaefer reports, agents were trying to apprehend one of the state's most wanted fugitives.
The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force was trying to arrest a robbery suspect, 28-year-old Orlando Collins, at a Topeka motel Saturday night when the gunfight began. The FBI says agents were outside a motel room and believed the suspect was inside. Shots rang out from inside that room. Two marshals and one FBI agent were injured and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A fire also broke out inside the motel, which burned for hours and destroyed the building. Later, a body was discovered inside the same motel room where the suspect was thought to be hiding. For NPR News, I'm Jay Schaefer in Topeka, Kansas.
And authorities in Ohio are telling the surviving members of a family where eight people were shot and killed execution-style Friday to be extremely careful.
I cautioned them that they were a target, and I told them to be armed. For the other citizens of this county, I don't believe that there is an issue.
Pike County Sheriff Mike Reeder also says the shootings were a premeditated, sophisticated operation.
This was very methodical. This was well-planned. This was not something that just happened. This was something that planned. A family was targeted. Most of them targeted while they were sleeping.
Officials aren't releasing many details about the shootings, and they won't say how many suspects they're looking for. Bodies of the victims were found in four locations in a rural part of Ohio. U.S. futures contracts are trading in slightly positive territory this morning. The Dow futures contract is higher by about 0.1%. The Nasdaq futures contract is up about 0.2% at last check. This is NPR News. In Ecuador, people are still sleeping outside, and the search for water continues. That after the 7.8 magnitude quake last week that destroyed towns along the coast. Officials say international aid is arriving, but relief workers warn of delays in water distribution. The government has also raised the death toll to 654, with nearly 60 people still missing. Around 38,000 runners competed today in the annual London Marathon. As Larry Miller reports, by the end, Kenyan athletes dominated the race.
Defending men's champion Eliud Kipchoge completed the 26.2-mile course just 8 seconds off the world record, breaking the tape in front of Buckingham Palace in 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 5 seconds. Kipchoge, looking fresh at the end, was 46 seconds ahead of fellow Kenyan Stanley Biwott, who won last year's New York Marathon. In the women's race, 31-year-old Kenyan Jemima Sumgung took the marathon for the first time. Recovering from a hard tumble to the ground with around 4 miles remaining, Sumgung quickly got up, rubbed her head, and made up for lost time to win with 5 seconds to spare. Her time, 2 hours, 22 minutes, 58 seconds. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And a British astronaut took part in the London Marathon today, but Tim Peake ran it in space, harnessed to a treadmill on the International Space Station, with a simulation of the route through London's streets playing on an iPad. The 44-year-old finished the 26.2-mile race in 3 hours and 35 minutes. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.